Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. And I am joined by my illustrious co-host, the queen of the little people, Miss 100%. And we, of course, want you to holler at us on our special 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern Time show today.
Okay. I see you covering all the time zones, and you know what? Now that's a host right there. Anyway.
Well, you know, we didn't want to leave anybody out, so of course we gonna cover all the time zones, not one or two of them. We want all of them to be represented.
We don't want to leave nobody out of the think space today.
And so in the spirit of Stink Face, if you want to get on and get your Stink Face on, you can come holler at us at 646-929-2037. Once again, if you want some Stink Face, Miss 100% is giving it out. You can call at 646-929-2037.
I got you, boo-boo.
Stink Face for everybody. Speaking of Stink Face for everybody, just in case you hadn't forgotten about my fascination with Octomom, she has come out and Octomom is back. Not only was she on the Porn Tip 100, now she done went into the dating website game. Octomom is on whatyourprice.com, where it allowed users to bid money for dates with smart, sexy people.
Oh.
Yeah.
So another prostitution ring.
Something like that, if you won't call it that.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to call nobody out, but hell, that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is. You paid to hang out with somebody. Some people would say that's prostitution. Some people would say that's escorting. But according to them, this is just a dating site.
Okay.
Yeah. Her profile reads, "Hi, my name is Nadia. I have 14 children. I'm a single mom and have been celibate for 14 years.
What the hell she lying for?
All my children were through IVF. If I have to describe myself, I would say I am full of energy, love to work out, and I'm very athletic and love to laugh." Yeah. Yeah, she says she's even interested in short-term relationships or mutually beneficial arrangements like sugar daddy type deal.
Wow. If she go from being celibate to making porn to... I don't understand how she made porn if she's been celibate.
Well, the porn was... And see, you wrong for this because you're going to make me explain it. thank you. The porn was a video of her getting in touch with herself.
Okay.
Yeah. And so not only is Octomom trying to run you out of porn, now she want to run you off the dating websites.
Wow.
Because I'm thinking most folks click off when they hear I have 14 children.
Yeah. 14 children. I mean, I guess she figured she had to do something. And I guess a regular job ain't going to do it. But, I mean, hell, that would be a start. Get a job, get an education, become a nurse or something. you know, it start there. Right. All the other bullshit that she doing. It was rumored that she did this in vitro fertilization for the last, what, 8 kids, something like that.
Mm.
As a way that she thought that she was going to get a reality show deal out of it and all of this free stuff, but it didn't work out like that. All she got was death. So
I mean, I could have told her that it wasn't going to work, but obviously Miss Octomom don't have good homies, 100. Because good homies could have told her, hey, dog, or doggette, if you want to go that route. 14 kids, I guess. And I'm thinking, what, you know what it is? I just got it. She saw that the Duggar story, 19 kids and counting, and thought, I can do that shit too.
Right. I think that's silly too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a stupid show within itself. I mean, their whole claim to fame is they got 19 kids.
You just laying up, pushing out, baby.
Right.
All you do is lay on your back. That's it.
Anyway,
I mean, but still, 14, yeah. 19, when did you have time to do anything else but push out, baby?
Moving on. Emily Gibson, who is a physician, has come out and called for an end to the war on pubic hair.
I didn't know there was a war on pubic hair.
I guess, you know, a lot of people like to shave their pubic areas to make it smooth and more visual pleasing and easier access. Not that it was hard to access the area with hair, but, you know.
Make it more, I think it makes it more attractive, more sanitary, you know. It just is smoother. You get more of a closer, you know, getting the skin feel.
Hold up. I'm going to have to open up the window here. It's starting to get a little hot.
Now, I mean, I can do either or, but I think the hairless approach is a lot better.
And why would you say it would be a lot better?
It feels better. To me, in my opinion,
it feels better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, especially for fellatio.
All right.
I'm going to stop there. I will say some other stuff, but I'm not about to say it.
Why? It was just starting to get good.
I mean, you know, it's just better. It's just a lot better.
Take it from 100%.
Without the hair.
Yes. She, in the debate on hair versus hair, and I'm thinking, you know, over in Europe, they believe in hair.
Yeah.
They really believe in hair. Some hairy people.
Yeah. I mean, not to say that, you know, the hair is bad or anything like that, but just some people prefer no hair. But I can understand how she's saying that it can cause infection. And yeah, if you don't do it right, if you're not taking the time, you know, you don't just want to get. And I don't think shaving is the right way to go. I mean, there are creams out there. There's lotion. You can wax it yourself, which I don't recommend, but you can have somebody wax it for you. Maybe your significant other can do it for you.
Wax off.
You do him, he do you. You know what I'm saying? And afterwards, you know, y'all can get down to business. Like, ooh. I'm just saying.
All righty then. Now that we're done with sex talk with Miss 100%, we can now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nothing like sex talk in the afternoon.
Yep. Get it going early. Start the day off right. And speaking of, well, this ain't necessarily sex talk in the afternoon. In Monroe County, Indiana, there's a problem developing because the nudists, the Monroe County Nudist Campground and its 200 members are a little upset because the Indiana Department of Transportation project is looking to expand Interstate 69 and come disturbingly close to their nudist area.
I thought you said that this wasn't going to be sex talk.
It's not. Being nude.
The highway is I-69.
It's a coincidence that it's named I-69.
So this colony on I-69. How can that not be taken sexually?
They forgot to add one. That's all. It was supposed to be I-70, but the person couldn't count.
Okay.
Up to 70, and so he got to I-69.
Okay.
That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
This is crazy. But, yeah, it's just, I just wonder, like, if they can't be protected by some type of law. It's like, but then again, if they can build a highway right through a neighborhood and aid people to move out of their houses and all of that stuff so that they can bring the highway through, I guess they, you know, this nudist colony wouldn't be protected at all. I'm just wondering if there's any type of laws that would protect them.
Well, I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with laws. It's more that they were out in a place where they figured no one would ever want to go out to. And they changed their mind, and they want to go through there now.
Man, I think that's messed up. You can't even be naked in your own woods, you know, just...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The woods was meant for being naked.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, so when are you going to start the Alabama Woods Be Naked nudist colony in Alabama?
I'm going to tell you what, you would never catch me naked in no Alabama woods. Speaking of bugs and bugs and stuff out here that I've never seen in my life. It's cockroaches as big as my hand out here. I'm not sitting around in no woods naked. Not in Alabama, no.
Now how you gonna be a hypocrite like that? You just got through saying there ain't nothing like being naked in the woods, and now all of a sudden you're going to change up?
It's not out here. He goes somewhere else.
Whatever. Y'all see.
Country. It's style. It's the crazy looking animals and insects out here. It's not funny at all. It's pretty scary.
The queen of the little people. Chickening out.
Yeah, I will have to take a pass.
Well, speaking of taking a pass, you know, I can't really go a show without hollering at my state of Florida residents. Big shout out to everybody in the FLA. Y'all represent hard. Anyway, Mandy Ramsey, who's 35 years old, Florida resident. She claimed that she didn't pull over for a deputy while she was speeding because she was topless behind the wheel, which I think is a tragedy. Because, as y'all know, the past few years, I have been an ardent supporter of the Go Topless movement, where women have the right to be topless like men. So the fact that she didn't feel comfortable stopping because she would get a ticket because she was topless because it's hot, I think it's a crime, 100.
You know what? I think that's a bunch of bullshit.
Wow, it's like that.
Yeah. I mean, let's move the topless thing out of it. She was feeding. And then she was led police on a chase. Not because she was topless, because she didn't want to get a damn speeding ticket. But come on now, really. Because if she's that bold to drive around topless, then what would it mean for one more person to see her topless? I don't think the topless thing had anything to do with it, if she even was topless. I think it was just she was speeding, got caught speeding, and she didn't want to stop.
It had everything to do with it.
So which is worse, to get a ticket for public nudity or in whatever, or to go to jail because you lead police on a high-speed chase? Which one is worse?
Well, obviously, the going to jail is the worst. But the point is, she was not nude. She just didn't have on a shirt because it was hot.
Okay. And I understand that. Yeah. I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just saying, and I believe that I speak for majority of the homies out there. We support women's rights. We support the women's right to have no shirt on.
I mean, hey, if that's what you want to do, be my guest. But don't be lying. Don't be feeding and then think that you know, that's an excuse. That's all I'm saying.
All right. And on that note, we gonna go on a break here. This is a blast from the past because after the depression that is people arresting people for not wearing a shirt, I got to dance. Or at least I got to watch Miss 100% dance. This is Run-DMC. Peter Piper, get your boogie on. Make it happen.
Now Peter Piper, Big Peppers, but Run Rock Rhymes, Humpty Dumpty fell down, that's his art time, Jack is nimble, what? Nimble, and he was quick, but then Matt Bud, Pepper Jack, or JT.
Go! Treat up a kid, he plays much kids. He's a big bad wolf and you'll together you've got the smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Ms. F. N-Word. I'm Ms. 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Run DMC, Peter Piper.
Oh, so you had to add your queendom in there now?
Yeah.
All right. We got to get you a crown now.
I'm going to embrace my queendom.
We got to hear from some of you subjects out there. She don't get enough praise. We need some folks. We need some Miss 100% tattoos out there showing your loyalty to the queen.
Oh, if somebody got a tattoo of me, I would marry them. Wait, hold on. I'm outright.
Oh, too late now. It's out there. So. Anybody listening, you get that tattoo, it's on. You got you a wife.
Wait.
Let her know you ready to wife her up.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask.
Don't get scared now.
If they're not crazy and if they're not broke.
Wow, you got to put conditions on it now.
Hell yeah, I ain't marrying no crazy broke person. Been there, done that.
All right. There you go. Anyway, speaking of crazy, you know, me and Miss 100% are a big time conspiracy theory folks. I know, folks, when you think of conspiracy theories, you think of people that are trapped in their basement, their mama's basement, with their drawers around their ankles. They don't see sunlight, whatnot, but. That is not the case with me and Miss 100%. We keep our drawers around our ankles, inside and outside. So.
I don't wear drawers.
So. Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, in Iowa and in Illinois, there, I guess, there was a so-called heat wave where supposedly thousands of fish died in the hot weather. And they say that the fish kills happen most summers in small private ponds and streams, but the hot weather this year made it worse, where thousands died in their Auxable Creek, which is the Illinois state's largest habitat for endangered greater red horse and other bottom-feeding fish. Mm. Now, you know, of course, I do not believe that. Not one type.
Thousands of fish all at one time.
Yep.
Thousands. All at once.
Yeah, last time, remember, it was lack of oxygen in the water.
Yeah. Do a fish die for what? Never mind.
Right. Now, this time, it's too hot in the water. Because, you know, these jacuzzis, these lakes are like jacuzzis. So hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then the fish would have been cooked.
Something like that, if you wanted to get some good eating in.
If it was too hot, then they would have been burned a little bit. But they were not burned, but I'm just saying, it's basically cooked.
Sardines, basically.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't believe that because it's much cooler in the water than it is outside.
What you talking about, Willie?
And fish have been surviving for thousands, even millions of years, and I'm pretty sure that this is not the first year that it's being this hot. And it's not happening anywhere else.
So what you trying to say?
I think they're doing something to the people's water, and it killed the fish. I'm going to say it plainly.
So that's what you're trying to say, that we're killing fish and birds and other animals, experimenting so that we can find a way to kill humans?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I can roll with that.
What were you saying? What was your theory?
The exact same one.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say, don't leave me out there by myself.
No. And as a matter of fact, you know, like you, I don't have no drawers around my ankles because I ain't wearing none either. That's how we rolling.
We go like commando.
That's right. We go like commando. We ain't drinking the Kool-Aid, none of that. See, when you going hard in the paint, it's balls to the walls. And you can't be balls to the walls if your balls is restricted and the heat. And anyway, y'all don't understand. Moving on to something that I don't understand, along with obviously these animals that are just dropping dead by the thousands because lightning is striking and all this other stuff. Why are people going to a preacher who cures people by kicking them in the face?
What?
Yeah, Todd Bentley. He plans to tour the UK this month, kicking people in the face.
Wow. So, okay. So you saying I go to Todd Bentley because I got back problems, right?
Yeah.
I want to keep having surgeries, right? So he kicked me in my face.
Yeah. Well. First and foremost, so y'all know, he is out of Florida, for one. Mm-hmm. He was convicted at age 15 of sexually abusing a 7-year-old boy.
Yes.
And in 2008, he launched what the Mail called a Christian revival, Fresh Fire Ministries, which his healing techniques include kicking the colon cancer sufferer in the stomach and pushing a man so hard that he lost a tooth. Because that's how you solve people's problems.
He said he asked God, well, I hate the spirit move, but he said, because you have to kick that woman in the face.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh.
He's going to punch you. He's got to punch you or kick you or drop you down or whatever. Because that's what it is.
I don't know. I just know that desperate times call for desperate measures. I say this. You believe what you want to believe, you know, and if you're in a desperate situation and you feel that somebody kicking you in the face is going to heal you, then by all means, that's your faith. You know, who am I to say don't do it, you know?
Yeah.
What if it does work, you know? I mean, it sounds crazy, but I'm just saying, I'm just an open-minded person. I just believe
it's possible.
So, it could very well work.
I'm an open-minded person, too. And I believe in evangelists out of Florida who believe in kicking people in the face in the name of the Lord to cure them.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying, I just believe that anything's possible. So I will.
Anything's possible. I challenge anybody out there, if you're one of our listeners in the UK and you so happen to see Mr. Bentley's show, can hang out and
I mean, I don't see why there's a ban, you know, weren't calling for a ban because it's a personal choice. Like if you want this man to kick you in the face, then that's on you, not on me. So, you know, just I don't see why there should be a ban on it, though. If you don't want a ban on women, you know, being able to go topless, then a person should have a right to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, if they want to get kicked in the face.
They want to get kicked in the face, let them get kicked in the face.
Yeah. Now, what we should ban, though, is the bath salts. I know it started off in Colorado, but I'm at the point now, after reading yet another story about a man who snorted some bath salts and he proceeded to eat some feces and then challenging cops to a fight. We just got to start taking out bath salt dealers.
And we take out bath salt dealers, that means every place that sells bath salt.
Yeah. I'm talking, look, I'm not playing. I'm saying if we got to take out Dollar Tree, we got to take out Bed Bath & Beyond.
Avon,
Kmart, whatever.
You know, Avon is the biggest one.
Well, I mean, I know personally an Avon salesman, and he's my homie. And I'm saying that if he got bath salts, I know he's selling bath salts. I'm saying, and I like this dude a lot. I'm willing to sacrifice the homie for the greater good of society.
I'm just so sick of hearing about people eating other people's face and all this other stuff because of bath salts, which is ridiculous.
They're eating doo-doo.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like eating doo-doo, it's one of the things. Now, for all you people out there also, if you got a homie that says anything about, yeah, I'm interested in bath salts, you have a moral obligation to take their ass out.
And I think this is just so crazy because weed is illegal, but I have never ate shit while I smoked weed. I've never heard of anybody else, you know, biting somebody's face off because they were high. So why is it legal? Because this is legal now. People are smoking and stuff and snorting it because it's legal. So why is this legal, but marijuana that can cure cancer and other diseases is not legal?
Obviously, this is we've talked about this before, and I stand by it 500%. They want common sense to not be the norm.
Right.
Smoking weed makes them hungry and sleepy.
When they're hungry and sleepy, they eat it and going to sleep, and that means they're not out robbing and shooting and raping and killing and all of that.
Right. We still haven't seen the murder rampage of the person on weed.
Right.
It hasn't happened. We haven't seen the bank robbers high on weed. We haven't seen the people eating the face off of people high on weed.
Just hasn't happened.
Right.
A person in alcohol is legal, but you drink, get behind the wheel of a car, and you kill people.
Well, as Judge Mathis always says, we always hear them stories about beer muscles.
Yes. Yeah.
You hear beer muscles all the time. People have a drink, get that liquid courage in them, and it's on.
Right.
No, there's no such thing as grass courage.
Yeah.
Yeah. They smoke the weed, and it's all good.
And everybody gets
it. Right. there are no arguments. None of that. That's
how
can
you see a law that people have to smoke at least a joint a day?
That's what I'm talking about.
That would promote unity.
Well, that's why they don't want it. If you look at it, if you make alcohol, you have alcohol that's legal. It alcohol brings a schism. It brings division.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you could be the best of friends. Y'all drink some alcohol, and all it takes is the wrong word. Like,
right.
What? Shit, my kid is
better than your Kool-Aid.
Exactly. I mean, how many of these stupid stories have we heard? with the alcohol involved.
Right. People shooting each other over a rat tail comb because they were drunk.
Right.
Or people shooting each other over whose Kool-Aid tastes the best because they had been drinking. People shooting each other over a spades game because they were drinking. Come on now.
Right. People who smoke, they all getting along. The only thing that'll happen is they'll all fall asleep together on the couch.
That's
funny. But, you know, on another note, speaking of what should be mandatory and what shouldn't, what should have happened this past weekend, Serena Williams, great celebration, you know, she won the gold medal. Then she does the crip walk.
Really, Serena?
She really? Does the crip walk. And, I mean, she's from L.A. So she knows what the damn crip walk is.
Well,
know what it represents. So for her to do it is so disappointing.
Maybe she was saying that she was killing the competition. She killed the competition, so she did the crip walk.
Yeah.
That was a display of ignorance.
Yes.
And she's not an ignorant woman by any means.
Right.
At all. She's a very intelligent woman, well-rounded woman. So for her to do that, it was, you know, kind of strange.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it, and the first thing I did, like, I cannot believe this shit. I mean, really? Crip walking? After all the murder, I mean, they had a family member that was killed in gang-related violence.
Right, there's
so for her to crip, it just saddens me when I hear people doing stupid shit like that. But I will blame the media also, because if they can make a conscious decision to not show naked streakers.
Right.
You can make a conscious decision not to show crip walking.
Right.
Should have did what our next break guest is trying to say, kill the feed. This is my man DJ Rockmost. Kill the feed. That's what y'all should have did, NBC. Don't even show that shit. DJ Rockmost featuring Clandestined. Kill the feed, stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah. Criteria for these bacteria, parasitic nepotism, inferior messages on your movie screen and your TV set, whether NBC or on CBS. And if you don't connect to it, you a threat to it. So I express through it, so I can get through it. And kill the speed when I feel the need. Kind of slow roll back, then kill the speed. We will succeed, just a matter of time. A small portion of Jacob's ladder to climb. The strategy activating your learning capacity. Your patterns you aggravating. Personal gravity, you vow to assassinate your brain and its severity. It's actually my fraction and a fact of my rarity. Yeah, yeah, Clan D, you rock most. Drop jewels on you like chopping off the top rope.
Covering the frequency. I don't really know communication.
What do they do? Bring me to the spine. It's like hacking a computer. It takes time.
I am chosen. I have to. I have just part of myself. No.
Drumming guerrilla Republican, permanent number one, used to be number 10, but we rap settling, scores like Lebanon, but this ain't no Fuji lie, it's a coup d'etat, these four superstars for the tunes they are, your bars get bruised, so you buy bruising bars, cruising cars with cruising bras, punchy hands, teeth like ours, but it's just a Tropicana with the proper grammar, dropping hotter standards than any impossible propaganda, I got a tilt like the tropical cancer, I'm charging, watch them as they dodge from my lancers.
together, you gotta be smooth, drummer.
Ignoring that shit.
Yeah. I think that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of, you know, talking about some stuff that need to be ignored, but some things need to be highlighted. Like, as y'all know, the Olympics is going on, and the Olympics is supposedly based on amateurs and amateur athletics. The best from all over the world coming together to compete and bringing unity and all that other blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When most of the time it's about athlete poaching. You know, case in point, 7 Cameroonian athletes have what they call absconded while in Britain for the Olympics, meaning they have disappeared off the set. They don't want to compete for Cameroon any longer. They decided to leave for economic reasons, meaning somebody was in their ear, hey, dog, you can make a whole lot more money competing for us than you can for somewhere else.
So another country stole the athletes from Cameroon.
Now, I'm not going to say...
For them away with promises of fame and fortune.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that all the countries do that. I mean, but a lot of times the poorer nations, their best athletes, they end up playing for another country. Some for real reasons, like Luol Deng, who the starting forward for the Chicago Bulls. He's from the Sudan, but his parents had to leave the Sudan because of the civil war. They were going to die, so they ended up in London, and he plays for the London team.
Okay.
Understandable, you know. But then there's situations like your Serge Ibaka, who's playing with Spain, but he's from Africa also. And you have this situation where these athletes, when they get to the Olympics, it's their opportunity to bolt and run because, I mean, there could be the government is not that stable and they want to be better, or it could be somebody's like, hey, you can make more money and you can compete for us and it'd be all good.
They ought to make some type of law, some type of, I guess, I don't know. Just a law for that, because it just seems.
Yeah, but
it's wrong.
It would be hard to legislate freedom of choice. So when you talk about athletes, I mean, because it's only athletes that can do it. You have to be at the top in order for a country to even consider taking you, as you know. We're not going to take the just your ordinary guy. You ain't going to take the janitor from the other country. We're going to take athletes only.
Yeah.
Because that's how we roll, how everybody rolls. I mean, one of the things that's not talked about, you talk about like World War II, after the victory, they didn't kill the German scientists. They brought them here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how we do. You poach talent. And the Olympics on the lower level is like that. Yeah, you can immigrate if you can run fast, or you can pole vault, or you can box.
Wow. you still think so, I don't know, wrong. Being right. Okay.
I hear that money makes the world go round. Just like hate.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, it was as we know, Wade Michael Page, that Army vet who's a skinhead who they say, I don't know why they say suspected of killing six at the Sikh temple near Milwaukee when he wasn't suspected, he's the shooter.
You know? Kill me how they say allegedly.
Right.
It's alleged when you see the motherfucker doing it.
Right. Had the gun in his hand. Was seen firing the bullets. There's no alleged.
Right. There's no suspicion.
Right. It was changing. And that's what kills me about the wordplay. You know, like we always talk about, they don't call it slavery. They call it human trafficking.
Yeah.
You know, suspected of killing six. No, say his hating ass, who was a skinhead, killed people because he was a hater.
Okay, so what's going to happen? Let's just say all the skinheads or white supremacists or Ku Klux Klan or whatever you want to call them, they kill everybody that's not pure, as they say. Then all you're left with in the world is a bunch of people that's full of hate. So what happens then? Y'all just, what, turn in on each other and kill each other?
Pretty much, yeah. Hate, 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 hate. Because then they'll go to the who are the real pure. White people.
Yeah.
It's kind of how that goes.
Mm-hmm. And how can you tell who's pure and who's not? Who says that you're pure? Just because you come from a certain place don't mean that that's where your background originated from.
Well, and what we're also talking about here is there's a movement to keep hate alive. See, right. Because if the government wanted to, they could take these groups off the set.
They could.
In a heartbeat.
Because they know where they all are.
Right. I mean, remember, they took the Panthers out all in 1 month.
Yes, they did.
Coordinated strike.
And the Panthers wasn't even a hate movement.
Right.
The Panthers was about helping your fellow man. So you take a group out that's about helping each other, and you leave the group that's about killing each other.
Right. Because helping each other is not conducive to the government control.
Right. Because when the people are divided, it's easier to control them.
Exactly. So you would keep these groups alive and well. I mean, because if it was up to me, if I'm in control of the FBI, all them cats is gone.
Right.
Yeah, we either did COINTELPRO on all the hate groups, and it'd been a wrap. See, because what people, and it's always funny, people attack the after effects instead of attacking the cause.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, you're mad at somebody who's sick because they can't take care of themselves properly. You know, you don't get a Black Panthers. You don't get a Nation of Islam if you don't have the Klan and the hate in the first place.
Right.
Take those out the equation. Do you have these groups? Probably not.
You're right.
But do you think like that? No. Because it's always, You want to blame, you don't want to attack the root cause. You want to attack the after effects.
You want to keep trying to put a Band-Aid over a symptom. That's not, you know, if you don't treat the symptom, you treat the disease. You can cure the disease. But if you treat the symptom, all you're doing is keeping a door open for the disease to keep coming through.
Exactly. And these hate groups are a disease. I mean, how many of these shootings do you have to endure? Where, I mean, we have situations where these guys just feel like, well, I'm going to go to a Batman movie and kill people.
Right.
I want to go to a temple and kill people. Right. I mean, that it for to them, it's fun because, hey, I'm going to get famous. I mean, like the Arizona guy last year that shot the politician and the other people.
Right.
You know, they're debating on whether or not he's crazy. I mean, yeah, of course he's crazy. But what they have to do with him committing a crime? He's
right.
crazy. He should spend the rest of his time in jail. I mean, death penalty.
Right.
Obviously, he can't fit in. Like,
they just start making people, other people, responsible or take accountability. Like when you know the person that, you know, killed all the people in Colorado, when you know that they're crazy and you do nothing about it, you should be held accountable for those lives that were taken as well. You ignored, you know, what could happen, you know, if you leave this person on the street. But
yeah, that's exactly the issue. You have these individuals who are given the pass, and so we debate whether or not they're crazy, as opposed to, hey, we know that they're crazy already.
Right.
We know that they have issues, obviously, because they decided to end a lot of lives because they just felt like doing it.
Right.
I mean, and that's what I talk about, the conspiracy to keep hate alive. And like over in Afghanistan, the women every day, they have to, in order to be educated, they have to go through acid attacks, poisoning of the water, bombs. There's over 185 documented attacks on the schools and hospitals in Afghanistan because the armed groups are opposed to girls' education. I mean, and to put it in perspective, people, you have to realize how serious it is to keep you ignorant.
Right.
This is where they're at. They want to keep you ignorant so bad they are willing to blow you up. They're willing to throw acid in your face. They're willing to kill you so that you don't learn nothing.
Right.
So you can stay ignorant.
And that's why I'm here. A lot of people wanted to know, what does she bring to Smooth Drama? Well, that's why I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, or ladies, because there are women in other places that don't have the freedom of speech. They can't speak their mind like I have the right to do. So how dare I sit back and keep my mouth closed about issues as important as this when I know that I have sisters in other countries that are being killed for a right that I have.
Right. Just, I mean, you can't even learn nothing. I mean, it's not even about speaking. I mean, obviously, if they spoke out, they would be shot at also. But just learning. And I think the parallels, remember in slavery?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You couldn't learn how to read. You couldn't learn how to write. Educating yourself was against the law because they wanted to keep you ignorant.
Right. And some of us today still have that slave mentality. We won't go to school. You know, we don't want to educate ourselves. You know, Rosa Parks get jailed because she don't want to move. But as soon as one of us get on the bus, we go straight to the back of the bus. I think OutKast made a song about that. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, why stay ignorant and you don't have to?
Well, and I think also, not only about going to the back of the bus, it's about how I don't have to give up my seat for anybody.
Right.
Because that's what that was.
Yeah.
Give up your seat. See, and that's what education is. When you educate yourself and you understand the history of something, you know not to give up your seat.
Right.
Because it's your seat.
Right.
It's your mind. You know not to give up your place. And that's what's important. See, when 100 is talking about, when you're talking about, I have the right to say this, and I fight to say this so that I can inspire others to say it, you don't give up your seat of knowledge for anybody.
That's right.
It's very important.
I have the right to read my Bible in public. I have the right to drive my car. I have the right to go to the store alone. If a man says hello to me, I can say hello back, and my brother and my father and uncles won't kill me or stone me to death. People don't realize what other women have to go through in other places just for the little things that, you know,
right.
I don't have to tell nobody where I'm going or what I'm doing.
Exactly. And on that note, for Miss 100%, I am F the N word with Smooth Drama. We're out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.